several dots were connected throughout the process, but they really didn't quite all hit me till towards the end, that, you know, I was really absorbing this information. It was sinking in, like change was actually occurring, and I didn't necessarily notice it.
Meet Tekoa, a recent graduate from the University of Houston's Executive Masters in Human Resource Development. Tekoa holds a Master Trainer Certificate from ATD, is a SHRM Senior Certified Professional, and has 10 years of HRD experience under her belt. When she and I spoke, we talked about what she gained from the Executive Masters, how she gained it, and the benefits. And as you just heard, the story starts with connecting dots. Let's hear more of the story in Tekoa's words.
I had the experience, but I didn't necessarily have the credentials. And so I felt like I needed those credentials to support my experience. Because with experience alone, I wasn't getting where I felt like I needed to be. I was able to connect the dots like through a lot of self-reflection, thinking on my experience, learning about, you know, the actual theories and practices that I had been doing, but not even knowing that that's what I was doing. I was doing HR and I didn't realize I was in HR. And so it was all starting to kind of come together, connecting my experiences with the terminologies, with the theories, with the models, because I was doing a business case, but I didn't know that that's what it was called. You know, I was consulting and providing solutions for different program areas, but I didn't know, oh, that's called consulting. I was working on trainings, thinking of Kirkpatrick's, you know, four levels, but not necessarily knowing that that's what I was actually doing. It definitely built my confidence to know that I'm capable of doing the job. I'm being confident in my own abilities, because it was kind of difficult for me, especially when you go on interviews and going through this program, because I know that I not only had the experience, but in learning that, hey, I actually can provide an actual end result that is positive, it built up my confidence. And so it totally allowed me the ability to kind of let my guard down and just trust myself.
Welcome to Executive HRD. I'm your host, Darren Short, and in this series of 10 episodes, we're lifting up the hood and looking inside of the University of Houston's Executive Masters in HRD to explore what it means to undertake an HRD Masters and to surface some of the expected and unexpected benefits. Along the way, we meet current and former students and faculty members, as well as others involved in the program, to learn about what makes the University of Houston program so special as it celebrates its 10-year anniversary. Already in the series, we've heard about benefits for students and alumni, as well as their organizations, and about the design of the program, including the important impact of cohorts and the content areas of change leadership, dialogic change, and data. In this episode, we focus on an aspect of the student experience and explore a metaphor that's often used when talking about education and learning, that of connecting the dots. If you're like me, you probably haven't spent much time reflecting on the metaphor and what it means, nor whether what it means to one person differs from what it means to someone else. Instead, we go about our days and will occasionally pull the metaphor out as a shortcut way of communicating that we've connected together separate pieces of information to form a coherent pattern that we can now understand. With the help of current and former students, Abby, Amanda, Chrissy, Shannon, and Tekoa, we'll look into that metaphor and find out why it's so important, especially in the context of education and learning, and why it gets used so often by those who go through the University of Houston program. We'll also hear from the director of the Executive Masters, Dr. Consuelo Waite, about how the program is designed and delivered to facilitate the connecting of dots. We've already heard from Tekoa about how she connected the dots between the program and her experience to better understand what she'd been doing, learning terminology, theories, and models, giving her a language and a confidence that comes from knowing that her work had been validated by others. Now feels a good time to meet Amanda, to hear her version of connecting the dots between work and practice. Amanda started the program with 20 years of experience in HR, particularly around people development, including time in big, complex corporate companies with a lot of exposure to the world of practice. And she was looking for personal development that allowed her to connect the dots between practice, research, and theory by filling gaps in her understanding. Let's hear about it in Amanda's words.
One of the first professors I had at the very beginning of the program went around asking why we were there and what do we really want to walk away with when we graduated. And I said, I want to know that the things that I've been doing, that I want reassurance. I've been steering people in the right direction. But moving forward, I want to learn the best way and the best approaches. And I want to know what to call things. I want to know definitions. I want to know what it is that I've been doing for so long, and then make sure that as I move forward, I'm doing it even better based on the academic research side. Connecting the dots, to me, it means I have years of experience of practical application, but you have research-based theory and resources that you're able to take the experiences and bring them together. If you only rely on your experiences, you're going to miss some of the formality in how you research or analyze or design different solutions. And so I was able to kind of blend the two and help make connections with things that I had been doing but didn't know what they were called, or identifying things I had been doing or wanted to do and didn't necessarily know how to approach it, where the program was able to make the connection to best practices or processes, steps to follow to help me in the real world.
So we've now heard from Tekoa and Amanda about connecting the dots between the program and work. The program also helps students to connect two different dots, as you'll hear from my conversation with Abby, who is an HR leader at a manufacturing company with 7 years of experience in different aspects of HR. Abby's interest in the program came from wanting to connect the dots of HR and the business. Let's hear from Abby now.
At the end of the day, HR is a support role, and it's really important for us to make sure that our goals and our objectives are aligned with the organization's goals. So initially, I went into this knowing I wanted to expand and strengthen my strategic HR perspective. I was a very good tactical, action-oriented generalist or coordinator, but I knew that I wasn't thinking outside of HR a lot of times. I was really focused on the day-to-day. I knew that if I had a different perspective, if I was thinking about the way I do my work differently, it would impact my partners and it would build credibility with my partners. It felt like it was critical for me to have, you know, not only a master's degree, but then also build the strategic side of my toolbox. Some of our classes really covered how do you gain credibility? You learn about the business, you build partnerships with people outside of HR, with other leaders, and you really start to speak the business language. I do definitely remember having some moments where it was clicking in my head. The Ulrich model, talking about understanding kind of HR's role, being a strategic partner, being an agent of change. What are those different roles that we play? Connecting business goals to HR, finding that linkage, finding that connection. So that was something that really kind of helped me make sense of what I'm doing and how I set vision for my group, understanding what the goals are, what the organization goals are. It always has to be tied back to business objectives in some way.
So we've heard about connecting the dots between the program and work, and also connecting the dots between HR and the business. To round out the picture of what dots are being connected, let's hear from Chrissy, who has worked in the HR space of a major corporation in the Houston area for the last 9 years. As we've already heard, there are different ways of viewing connecting the dots, and that's something that Chrissy kicks off with in this extract from our conversation.
It's important to really hear the diversity in how we have consumed the content of this program. We all experienced it so differently, even though it's a small cohort. And while we're going through it, I feel that we're experiencing it the same. But when we present projects or just have presentations and you see how others interpret the assignments or how others have interpreted the data or how they pitch their projects, there's just such a diverse group in each cohort. And so I'm sure that connecting the dots, we all say the same thing, but we don't all mean the same thing. We interpret that question of how do you connect the dots very differently. For me, connecting the dots has been the immediate application from the program to my work life. From everything I'm learning in the program and then applying it the next day in work, the dots are the kind of destinations at work that I need to get to. And I draw the line from destination to destination at work using the resources in the program to get me there. And so pulling info from, you know, Peter Block step-by-step for each meeting that I need to host at work, it was a direct correlation, a direct connecting of the dots, if you will, of what I need to do next, what questions I need to ask in that meeting, what who needs to be in that meeting, and what the goal of the meeting is, what do we need to accomplish in this particular meeting. So it sets the agenda up as well. And then whenever I move to the organizational development class later in the week, it kind of would give me an overview of, you know, this is OD in the real world. This is organizational development in, you know, XYZ company and how they went through these steps in consulting. And then moving to the leadership class, that allowed me to how to host my meetings, how to be a leader, the right words to use, the right tone to use to be the leader that I expect to be and the leader that my team on my project would expect me to be. And so it really just pulls it all together each week of these four classes, and then going into my meetings for my project the next week. I have an agenda. I have questions I need to ask. I have, you know, the idea in my head, what kind of tone I want to set for the meeting and how I want to lead this group to accomplish goals for this day in this meeting.
So some of Chris's dots are also between the program and work. And the specific example of using Peter Block's consulting book provides an insight to how the program offers a practical tool that someone can use in the workplace. In Chris's case, that tool is being used to structure a meeting, decide who should be there, and in the form of a process to formulate questions that guide participants through the meeting. In addition to connecting the dots between the program and work, Chrissy also spoke about how she was connecting the dots between classes, for example, between consulting and OD and leadership. And so connecting the dots is more than just taking something from the program and applying it in practice. It's also piecing together parts from across the program and using the connected result to guide practice. Later on in the episode, we'll hear more from Chrissy and others about the benefits that flowed from connecting the dots. First, though, I'd like to explore a little of how those dots are connected. To help us understand the how, here's Shannon, a former student who has worked in HRD and OD for 20 years, and who entered into the program looking for a personal growth opportunity of self-discovery to enhance her work experience. Let's hear how Shannon connected the dots within the program.
Everyone in the program, and this is true of any executive graduate program, it's all working adults. So everyone was practicing. So that meant that the theory and case studies that we discussed could be directly applied back to our real landscape. So my classmates and I, that's really what we did. We had that circle of trust to be able to share experiences and things that we were seeing and modeling in our workplaces, and how we were using the things that we were learning and discussing in our program, how we were using those things in our organizations. That was a very intentional connection. It was intended for us to really be able to take something that was happening in real time and use and apply what we were taking in. One of the points for me that allowed it to kind of all kind of come together or connect the dots, there was a phrase that was commonly recited, and it was, who are you being? And so we were asked, in fact, after each class with Dr. Chapman, and he was with us throughout the entire program. We were asked at the end of each class, everyone would have to kind of go around and contemplate this particular question. It's, you know, who are you being, or who have you been this week? And it seems like this simple question, but really it is kind of very defining, right? In the sense of, you know, who are you being? How are you showing up? And how does that decision that you make every day affect how you're able to make decisions, both for yourself, or in my case, if you're applying it to an organization that you are a leader in? Who are you being? How are you showing up? Who is arriving at the point of certain decisions being made? And just being more intentional, I think, was something that was a connecting point, kind of bringing it all together, is if you can just kind of circle back to that simple question, just kind of as a baseline, that it's a very, you know, it's a very powerful message. And so I think that for myself and many of my classmates, we found ourselves in that intentional practice of doing that, you know, of thinking about who are you being, who are you going to be, how are you going to show up in this moment. And it was an eye-opening experience too, because again, when it comes to a lot of the, you know, again, theory and practice, you know, you're kind of thinking like, oh yeah, I get this. I do this all the time. I completely understand what needs to be done in the situation. You know, I have great interpersonal skills, and I know how to work with people and, you know, bring solutions. But it really helped me to see things in a different frame. And it's a lesson that, again, I think I'll probably, you know, I'll probably be using these tools really the rest of my life.
We've already heard from Tekoa, Amanda, Abby, and Chrissy about what dots are being connected. They're the dots between classes, the dots between the program and work, and the dots between HR and the business. Now from Shannon, we get the first glimpse into how these dots are connecting. Shannon spoke there about two key elements of connection, reflection and dialogue. The reflection was being prompted by the wonderful question of, who are you being? Which feels a great way of encouraging those in the program to reflect on their current behavior and how outcomes could change if they adopted different behaviors. Then dots were also being connected through dialogue between students who talk about how they're applying class content into their projects and other work, and so they can learn from each other's application and so help each other to connect the dots. Now might be a good time to hear from Dr. Consuelo Waite, Director of the Executive Masters in HRD, about how the program was designed and how it's delivered to connect the dots this way.
You know, this is not a program where we're going to send you to the library to go read so-and-so and then write a paper on it. We're sending you back to work, the connecting the dot between theory and practice. We force the transfer, and that is through design. The assignments are embedded within the work that they do. And then they bring it back and they said, well, you know, this happened. I was able to ask this question. And there was pause in the room because they had never thought about it that way. There are the connecting dots that occur when you're teaching concepts, but then there's the most powerful ones, I believe, are the emergent ones, where we as professors are being dialogic facilitators in that we listen in and then we make them reflect on how it's connecting. Someone telling their experience, you know, a project that maybe did not go as they had planned. And there will be times that I will say, I'd like you to be more reflective on your synthesis. Where else have you heard this? Where else? How does this connect with something else? And then saying, well, how does that relate to agility? How does that relate to resilience? How does that relate to reflection? And they go, oh, okay. These are amazing teachable moments. There's the tangible of, I'm doing this project. Oh, I didn't know it was called feedback. Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about my organization as an open system. The most transformative connecting dots are the ones where you allow them to listen into themselves and you ask them the questions. And it's not that you're giving answers, but you're asking the questions. And they go, oh, okay. The dialogic pieces, I think, is where the change, the massive individual change starts to occur.
As we explore the concept of connecting the dots, a picture is emerging of students leveraging class content, reflection, dialogue, and the chance to apply all of this in a real-world project to connect the dots between classes, between the program and work, and also between HRD and the business. All of which leads to benefits to the students. But what are those benefits? Having heard from several current and former students about what dots are connecting and how, let's now hear from some of them about how they ultimately benefited, starting with Abby, who you'll recall wanted to make the connections between HR and the business. Let's hear what happened once those dots were connected.
It didn't happen overnight. I would say about 6 or 7 months into the program, I started to really build, you know, my credibility and really feel more comfortable sharing my opinion. It did definitely make a difference. When I think about business meetings where I am really thinking differently about, you know, my approach to communicating, I had sort of that different confidence and was able to really provide some different feedback that I probably wouldn't have felt comfortable doing before. And it also just making sense for myself, right? My personal knowledge, my personal growth, taking what I'm learning from that, from the class and going back to work and starting to listen to these business reviews in a different light, right? You know, at first you're listening to it and it means nothing to you. You go back to work and you're like, all right, let me try this again. Let's see what, you know, I can find in this review or in this meeting that will kind of make me think about things differently. And it definitely made me get more engaged with my, really my leadership team, but really the business itself. I wanted to be part of those reviews. I wanted to understand and build my business acumen, you know, a little bit more than obviously I had before. And they were giving me the opportunity to do that. You know, not only does it impact your confidence, but it also kind of builds your knowledge because you're more comfortable asking more questions and probing and digging deeper, challenging the status quo. So it's hard to do that. It's hard to build your knowledge. It's hard to connect the dots. If you're not asking the questions and you're not trying to get clarification and understand what you're hearing. And I think also I got a lot of validation and it made me, the reinforcement or the validation helped me kind of feel more confident, more comfortable. And I think to myself, okay, you know, my opinion might actually be something different. It might be something that is valuable. And I'm not just saying that. I had someone verify that with me. They sort of agreed with me and I was building credibility and I was seeing it in front of me. And it definitely, you know, really kind of made me take a step back.
In just 2.5 minutes there, Abby does an amazing job of listing over 10 benefits that flowed from connecting the dots within the program and back to work. In case you missed some of them, here's the list again. More confidence, better business acumen, more credible within the organization, more engaged with the business and leadership, asking more questions, challenging the status quo, listening differently, providing better feedback, approaching meetings differently, communicating more clearly, and receiving validation from within the business. That's an impressive list. And it's important to note how Abby started that section by saying that it didn't happen overnight, and she started to see some of those benefits 6 or 7 months into the program. It will be interesting to compare Abby's experience with someone else. And so let's now hear from Chrissy. You'll recall from earlier in the episode that Chrissy was applying content from the program to improve her work, and she used the example of using Peter Block's consulting book to improve meetings. Let's now hear from Chrissy about how that went.
The first 6 weeks of the program, I didn't really have that light bulb, that aha moment of, wow, like I am really changing my presence at work. But I was aware that I was learning new things, new ways to move through projects. And I did have that self-awareness, but it was the second half of the semester, of the first semester of the program, that it really clicked where I was noticing it daily almost of, you know, at the end of the meeting, when I would do my self-reflection, I could see it on paper. Wow, this is what I brought to the meeting, or these are the questions that I asked in this meeting that really made a difference for how we're moving forward. I definitely wasn't doing this 2 months ago. I definitely wasn't showing up or having this type of presence 2 months ago. So it slowly started, but once I realized it, then it was a daily and weekly realization and having that self-awareness of how I am bringing myself to work. Because I've gotten that knowledge and experience in the program, I have the confidence in the office. I have that confidence. I have that presence of, oh, I know that. Oh, you know, I know where to look for that information. And I think that's it makes a huge difference in how I bring myself to work. I'm able to come and ask questions that I would not have asked before with a level of confidence that I wouldn't have had before. And I was a confident person and I thought I was productive and participating in meetings. But throughout the program, I've changed the way that I show up to other projects. You know, I don't just sit back and listen and agree or disagree without having something else to add. I'm able to really contribute to meetings with a level of confidence that I didn't necessarily have before the program. And it comes across that way. I've gotten feedback, positive feedback that says, you know, you really showed up to this meeting or you really contributed more. And it was nice to hear, you know, your additions today. And so I wasn't getting that feedback prior to the program.
Like we heard from Abby, Chrissy's story of the benefits contains an impressive list. She started noticing changes within a couple of months of beginning the program. And those started slowly, but once she began seeing them, she could see those changes daily. And it looked like more confidence, better knowledge, knowing where to find information, and asking questions with a level of confidence that changed the way she shows up to projects. That she adds value and contributes to meetings, and it comes across to others. Abby talked about getting validation from others, and Chrissy here talks about receiving positive feedback after meetings that she's contributing more, that she's showing up. So we're nearing the end of our brief exploration of connecting the dots, and in a moment I have one more extract to play for you from Amanda. Before I do, let's pause briefly and see what we've learned. We've heard about how the program is designed to facilitate the connecting of dots, with reflection and dialogue having key roles, as well as the way that students' projects require them to apply what they've learned on the job. As a result, they're connecting the dots between classes and between the program and work in a way that builds knowledge, confidence, and credibility that shows up in the way they contribute at work and add value. That's quite the impressive picture. And for a final word on connecting the dots, let's hear again from Amanda, who you'll recall was looking to connect the dots between practice, research, and theory to fill gaps in her understanding. I feel like the following extract of our conversation does a wonderful job of pulling together the what and how of connecting the dots and capturing some of the benefits that can follow.
One of the benefits in the program is being able to take something in the real world you're working on and sponsored by the executive team in the company you're working at and utilizing that as the basis of your research and project work. And there were several opportunities where I was able to show up to class, learn theories and application from new perspectives of my cohort members or from the professors, and then turn around and identify maybe a new approach to writing competencies or a new approach to designing training programs. So let me give you a quick example. Before I got into the program, I fought for a very long time to make sure that learning and development had a seat at the table with the business leaders. But where it's really repositioned me or reinvigorated me through the program was, how do I tweak my language using data for storytelling and benchmarking or presenting your strategy through the lens of data? And I think having a seat at the table is one thing, but an important part of the strategy is being able to leverage data to help show your executives what the L&D function can actually do for their organization tied to that strategy. Maybe I had convinced myself that I wasn't a data person. And I remember one of my first professors, after I got done with her semester, she looked at me and said, "I don't know why you ever said you're not a data person. You actually very much are a data person. I understand data. I understand statistics." Where I struggled the most was packaging that information in a meaningful way that helped create the alignment to strategic objectives. So examples were using research-based studies for me personally around sales insights across multiple industries. What does the research tell us are the skills of the future when it comes to selling? What's changed? And how do I use that information, analyze our current skills and capability inside of the company, and present it in a meaningful way to our vice president to ultimately request funding and resources to build up skill sets of the future, not necessarily trying to just keep afloat, but make sure that we were positioning ourselves to where, you know, the company wants to go, not just trying to survive in where we are today. So I think my language was really around not just doing the research itself, but really utilizing the statistics and analysis that we had done to better position the need for funding, support, and resources to drive learning and development interventions.
Thank you so much for joining me for this look at connecting the dots and its role within the University of Houston's Executive Masters in HRD. I also want to thank my guests today, who so willingly shared their accounts of connecting the dots through the program. You heard from Tekoa Jones, Amanda Kite, Chrissy Miller, Shannon Polite, Abby Trujillo, and Consuelo Waite. I hope that their stories have encouraged you to reflect on how you connect the dots in your life and the benefits that result. I'll be back next week with another episode when we'll look at a second aspect of the student experience, that of vulnerability and why it's necessary for executive education. Until then, this is Darren Short signing off from Executive HRD. Executive HRD is brought to you by the University of Houston's Executive Masters in HRD and is a production of allbypodcast.com.